I would like to call the Otter Rock Water District Board meeting of August 11th, 2020 to order. Can we have a roll call? Or how about I just call out your name and you say yes, because this is an audio recording. Dan?
I'm here.
Pat?
Here.
Lisa?
Here.
Buzz?
Here.
And Beth is here. And Cody?
Here.
Okay, great. And for our public attendance, we have Janice, Buck, Teresa, Jerry, Patty, and Consuelo. Did I get everybody?
Rod's here too. He's just not in the video.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, consent agenda, approval of ordinance.
Excuse me, Beth, excuse me, if Rod is present and out of sight, who else might be out of sight that is present? Like Stan or Tom?
Wendy just walked in.
But I'm only here for half an hour.
So she'll be here for a while.
Dan is coming, but we are going to be unmuted until we need to say something. But he's not here right now, but he will be here.
Right.
And Tom is here.
Okay.
Okay. You good, Pat?
I think I got all that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Consent agenda. Approval of our board summary for July. Although our official public record of these meetings is an audio recording, we do a summary, and we don't need formal approval because these are just a summary, but is there anyone on the board that saw any corrections needed for the board meeting of July 15th? Hearing none, and I think we're still waiting for the work session summary of July 22nd. Is that correct? We're still going to get that. Okay, thanks.
Oh, you email it. Beth?
Huh?
Oh, email it right after the meeting. It's ready to go.
Oh, okay. Great. So, reports and announcements. It is time for the superintendent's report.
All righty. So this month, we used quite a bit of water, more than the previous months. We used over a million gallons. We used 1,228,000 gallons. And we think that reason is for flushing the fire hydrants this last month. When Jim was here, we did that. And then the spring flow for the weir is up inch to inch and an eighth, which is 61,000 gallons per day for the overflow, and that's actually, it's 9,000 more gallons per day than we had this month last year. So that's pretty good. And then we also did a testing with a 15-gallon bucket. Well, Buzz and Dan did, and it was reading different than the weir, because the weir was 61,000 gallons per day, and the 15-gallon bucket was reading 75,000 gallons per day. So I don't know. We don't know if that weir is really not correct than if going off the 15-gallon bucket. So, but that's still, that's more water than the weir's saying. So we're still getting quite a bit of water in. So I doubt we're going to have any water problems. Then for the tests, we took the test on the 17th of last month for E. coli and total chloroforms. And the initial test for it, we took it at the community center. That's when Jim took it. He was training us, and that came back positive, which that then we got to do resamples. And me and Buzz did the resamples. We did them on the 22nd, and 4 of the 5 came back positive, so it's not too good. The only one that didn't come back positive was, which, anyways, then Buzz let me know that we got a letter from the state saying that we need to chlorinate, but, I think he's talking to Jim and stuff, seeing the loop. There is some loopholes maybe to get around chlorinating, but we don't know yet, I don't think. So I guess we're going to see that from there. And, of course, there's no meters or nothing installed this month. No locates or nothing like that. And, yeah, I believe that's all I got. And I apologize for the way he's sending it, because I don't know, having technical difficulties, so I just screenshotted it for now until I could figure out how to use that a little more better. Send it to you guys so you guys can get it out.
Thank you. Is that it?
I believe so.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Anybody have any questions?
Maybe we should say something about positive and negative tests just for our public attendees. The coliform test lets you know that you have some sort of bacteria in the system, but the test for pathogenic bacteria, for bacteria that you would have to worry about, my understanding is that remained negative.
Yes, that's definitely negative, right. Yeah.
But my understanding, and Buzz, you can correct me on this, is that you have a potential, if you have a positive coliforms, even though those are not harmful organisms, that tells you you then have the potential in future to actually have more of a problem. Is that correct?
Yes. It's indicative that you've got somewhere in the distribution system or the supply that the contamination is getting into the water supply. And in our case, maybe it happens when we have a whole low pressure situation, like blowing down a fire hydrant causes a negative pressure in the line, and actually, instead of forcing water out, it's sucked in. That's when we get it. It can happen.
I just wanted to make it clear that at this point, the water is still safe to drink. If we were to get a positive pathogen report, then we would. That's when we do things like issue a boil order. But that we're not in that situation. But I understand, Cody and the commissioners understand that, but I wanted to make sure that the public understands that too. At this point, we can all still drink our water without having to worry, but it raises the issue if we have continuing evidence of contamination. That's why we got the letter from the state.
Well, we have had a few in the past too.
Yes, we have.
And then I think that's why they sent the letter.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to resolve those in the past, but I think Jim was warning us that we were not going to stay under the radar forever.
Right.
We have the letter discussion for later on the agenda, yes. Right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Didn't we have some really good news about spring number one? Buzz or Cody?
Well, Buzz knows about it.
Yeah,
Buzz knows about it.
Dan and I were up there, and as I made clear yesterday when I told the board, we had a meeting, spring one was perked up. At the time, Jim had the hydro suction truck up from Newport, and we vacuumed the wet wells out. We checked it before and after, and got a hood of 10 gallons per minute, very little improvement. Then, when was it, Sunday, Dan? We went over and measured it after we did a another test on the total flow with the 15-gallon tub. And lo and behold, it was running about, I didn't look at it real close, somewhere between 23 and 25 gallons per minute, over twice.
I can pull it up.
Way up. Yeah, about that. But then we didn't. I didn't believe it. I told Dan, he said, well, let's go do it again Monday. And we did, and it was the same. We were careful. We watched what we had, and it was 23 gallons a minute.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical. I think I said yesterday, any good news concerning this system is needs to be viewed with any skepticism. And we could actually catch a break is almost too good to believe, but I think that spring may have perked up. So we'll keep testing it to make sure.
Yeah, I should just point out that using the timed volume measurement with the large tub does give us, appears to be giving us more accurate figures than, say, using the level at the weir at spring two.
Yeah, that weir, those two numbers Cody gave us, 61,000 and 75,000. 75,000 for the tub measurements, about 130% of what that weir was telling us. So,
right.
Yeah, that one I believe.
Yeah. And I'm beginning to not have a lot of doubts about the spring one measurement either, because I think we took care of any confounding factors with that one. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll keep measuring. We need to keep measuring this time of year anyway, as you all know. This is the time of year when the flow through the rock and the mountain slows down because it's not getting rained on anymore. Jim had thought that we would get by longer this year because we had the prolonged rain during the spring. And so far it looks like that prediction is coming true, but we'll have to see later this month and into September what happens with the flows.
Yeah, and I guess if we see something where the flow going in is not enough to cover the flow going out, we'll notify people and tell them to start slowing down their water usage.
Jim also put a water level gauge on the outside of the big tank, which gives us an indication of what the water level is in the big tank. And so far on the weekends, it hasn't dropped very much during periods of use. So far, so good with that.
Great. Thank you. Pat.
Oh,
we are ready for the treasure report.
I guess.
Make a motion to approve the superintendent's report.
I move we approve the superintendent's report.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Wait a minute. That was Dan. And who seconded? All right. All
in favor? Dan?
Aye.
Can we do this verbally, Pat?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Buzz?
Aye.
Jeff? Aye. All in favor, motion carries. Okay, thank you, Lisa, for remembering that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Now we're ready for the treasurer's report.
Beth. I would like to, before I start, thank Beth for hours spent reorganizing office procedures and preparing for our new hire. And Buzz for all the hours he has spent in the last 2 months, at least, helping with the transition for superintendent. And we have a volunteer to thank, Mark Beckwith, who has been voluntarily clearing ivy off of all our big trees up at the tank farm so that they won't be strangled. Okay, with that, I would like to, I'd like to do a kind of a treasurer consent motion at the end here. You have a copy of the paid bills report. We paid this last week $1,727.34 in bills. And one of the bills was a holdover from the Nellie Street leak and repairs and meters that took place in June. We didn't receive the invoice until late from Howley and late in June, which is fine. They have a net pay 3 days, so I requested that we pay that after the first start of the fiscal year. So that is included in this. So otherwise, the bills would have been about $800 total at this point of the month. Does anybody have any questions on that?
No.
Okay. The profit and loss report looks a little different this month because we do have budget numbers in QuickBooks now. It looks a little different than what you're used to seeing because the budget numbers are in by the month instead of one lump sum for the whole year. So what you're looking at on this report is the budget for the month of July and then the expenses for the month of July lined up against it and the difference. Now we were over budget $2,326.39 for July, but the explanation for that is about to follow. Does anybody have any questions on this format? Do you hate it? Do you love it? I'm going to try to get rid of all the accounts that have been in the budget in past years. And we really don't need them on this report if there's no activity no activity and no budget for them, but I'm not quite sure how we get rid of them, so I'm working on that. Is there anybody else have any other questions about this report?
What about looking at it on an annual basis?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What about looking at it on an annual basis as far as how far we are in the budget?
Well, I myself would prefer it that way. I don't know if we can do it with QuickBooks. That's a question I have into them. If the board prefers to see it that way, in the past, that's the report that's been dumped into a spreadsheet and there'd been all kinds of problems with its accuracy. So, I would prefer not to do it unless it can come out of QuickBooks. So I will make that inquiry.
I have a question. As far as putting the supporting documents up on the website, you want the P&I and your treasurer report, those two documents? Do we want the bills paid list up or just the...
We talked earlier about just the profit and loss report, but we typically do put the entire treasurer's report up there too.
Okay, yeah. That's up, but I'll go ahead and put up the P&L as well.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about why we were over budget in July. And that has to do not with our expenditures, but with our revenue side. We have, as you know from the report we're looking at on the aging accounts receivable summary, we have $2,540 of accounts that have become concerning in the last 6 weeks. We have two customers who each owe over $600. We have sent second notices. We need to decide on further action, perhaps. We really don't have a policy on what we're doing about that, except to shut off water. But most of these folks don't have meters to shut off. And that really hasn't been done in the past.
No, and we are in different times right now with our COVID-19. What was it? I read that 32% of American public is behind in their mortgage payments.
Right.
A lot of people are financially strapped right now.
I agree.
So I'm wondering if that might be part of it.
We don't, frankly, have any way of knowing what the reasons might be. It might be that we want to send a nice letter to some of these folks to encourage them to stay in contact with us if they're having difficulty paying.
I think
otherwise, we have heard nothing from anybody. They're just behind. And figure out how far behind we want to let things get.
Right. Be interesting to know what other local utilities, if they're having the same problem, and maybe especially water utilities, what they're doing for it.
Yeah, well, that could be sleuthed out if that's the board's wishes. So, but for those accounts, we would be even for the month. And that isn't all the total amount of late pays. The actual total of everybody who is over 30 days is about $4,800. But mostly those people catch up eventually. So that's the extent of that. My only concern is that, as you note, everybody is having similar situations. So I need a motion then to approve paying the bills and approving the other reports, please.
Someone like to make a motion?
I move that we approve the treasury reports and that we approve, can I do this as a two-parter? And that we approve payment of the bills as shown.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion?
Beth, are you taking notes too? So
Yeah. I can't help it. Thank you, Dan. And Lisa seconded.
Lisa seconded, yeah.
Okay. Do we have a vote?
Is there any further discussion? Not. All in favor? Dan?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Buzz?
Yes.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor? Motion passes.
Yes. Okay. I would like the board to make a decision about assigning positions to each of the commissioners, because we keep getting asked for who our board chair is, who our board secretary is, who is the engineer, for instance. I can't fill out these requests for information, one of which is pending right now with our insurance company. I'm the only one currently holding an official title. And so what do I tell these people?
Wasn't really?
Yep.
What are the typical role positions that we've identified in the past?
Oh, I have that list somewhere.
Well, I know we have president and treasurer. Do we have a vice president?
Yes, vice president, board secretary. I can't remember what the last one is.
We got to have one more because there's five of us.
Well, I'm trying to look that up right now. I have that old list here somewhere.
Oh, okay. Great.
Do we have to have these positions? Personally, I don't like to have a title. You know, there's work that needs to be done and we do it.
And we've been doing it in a cooperative fashion. So
we have, but for official reasons, a lot of organizations want to know.
They want us to fit their organizational form.
Right.
It's also a matter of responsibility. Who
takes
responsibility for certain aspects of our operation?
Okay.
Well, Pat, I really don't want to be responsible for any aspect.
Me either.
Well,
who does?
Oh, bored.
It's one thing to just say, okay, I'll wear this title as my costume for the purposes of this form, but are these titles actually differentiating responsibilities? I mean, Pat, as treasurer, you do have specific responsibilities.
Well, I think everybody should have some.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
SDAO and our insurance carrier believes there should be.
Have they defined what the responsibilities are?
Oh, yeah.
So
there are different sources for that, yes.
Okay. I think it might make sense for us to see what the responsibilities of the various positions are.
Good. That's progress.
Do we want to have a work session very soon on this issue? It wouldn't necessarily have to be long if we give everybody what the position responsibility descriptions are. Otherwise, we're sort of volunteering in a vacuum.
Can I say something, Dan?
Yes.
We've got the state breathing down our neck telling us we've got to coordinate.
Yes.
We need to solve that problem. Why are we dithering around talking about this nonsense?
What I'm trying to do, Buzz, is to put this off so that we can get to that.
I get it, Dan. I'm with you. I hear you. And
But also because I think for us to properly address this, I think we need to understand if there are specific responsibilities assigned to each role, while we've been largely doing this in a cooperative fashion, I think we need that information. So that, I mean, I'm not just trying to stall it off to save time. I do realize that we need to address it, but I'd like us to address it seriously with information. So I would propose that we set up, it doesn't have to be a lengthy work session, but let's set up a work session as soon as we have the information. And I can help round up that information if it's something I can. You've got it?
I've got, yeah. I've been trying to get this issue addressed.
Okay, great. Well, I'm not sure it's something that we have the time and the time for deliberation and consideration. If you can get that information to all of us, when do you want to do the work session, guys?
How many work sessions do we have scheduled right now for the rest of this month?
We haven't scheduled any, but we have some we're going to need to schedule.
We have at least two. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three.
Well, this would be a third, but this one I think we could do relatively soon and get it out of the way if you want, or we can.
Could we combine this maybe with our? I think we have three. We have the SDC, we mm-hmm. have improvement project funding, and we have looking at our rates and definition of dwellings. Could we possibly put it in with that one?
Yeah, I think so.
We talk about roles, board member roles, and our rate structure and our definition of dwelling.
Okay.
How about that?
Works for me.
Does anybody object to that?
I object to all those work sessions.
Well, we have to meet to make decisions and to learn and figure out what we need to do.
I think we need work sessions for certain things. Mm-hmm. Like how we pay for upgrading the system.
Yes.
And how we deal with the state.
Right.
As far as what some insurance company or SDAO, how they want to pigeonhole us or I'm not interested in attending a work session for that. And I'm not interested in having a title.
Shall we? Okay.
I don't think it has to be that difficult and has to take very long.
Right. Or we can agree that we will look at the information that Pat's going to send us and discuss this at the next meeting. I mean, how compared to some of our other priorities, how screamingly urgent is this paperwork?
Oh, I've got a document that's supposed to be submitted next week with this information.
Just put in /A in those spaces, yeah, and submit it.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to sign my name as a responsible party if nobody else wants to be responsible.
We'll put
That's not right. We have two former board members sitting in this audience right now. Maybe they'd like to say something about the subject. Three now.
Yeah, this is Rod. In the past, we have elected officials, actually up until this last board, and you need to have somebody you can hold accountable. So the agencies on the outside, they need a figurehead they can talk to directly. And if you don't have that, then they're going to spin their wheels. So I think it's important that you do have positions assigned to people with responsibility.
Now you need a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, period. Right. That's just common. I can't believe you wouldn't even have that. I don't think you need an engineer. You don't need an engineer title, but you do need a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. That's part of business.
the fifth one is has been in the past a community liaison type person.
I have never heard of that. So you can do that.
Running a community center activities and
that's your choice. That's your choice.
So it sounds like you need someone to be chair president to be the point of contact for outside agencies. So that's
good for us as community members to know who the president is.
Well, any one of us can be contacted.
I know.
It is. For a website. But it seems like for people outside the community.
It just doesn't make sense. I've been on boards forever. I'm 70 years old, and I've never seen a board without a president, vice president, and a secretary treasurer. So you guys decide what you want.
Yeah, we will. But I think we want to be clear what the duties are for each one. For example, I've never understood what the duties of the vice president are other than to serve as the contact point if the president's not available.
That's the only reason why you have bylaws. The only reason why you have bylaws are for your structure of your organization, period. You don't have bylaws for anything besides what you want. You want president, and you want a job title and description. You want vice president, job title, description, and secretary treasurer. That's what the bylaws are for, period. And then you want Robert's Rules of Order. That's what the bylaws are for. The rest of it is policy, ordinances, whatever that you guys choose to do. But that's how the structure works.
Yeah, I think as long as our titles don't interfere with our cooperative working style, then... Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't think they have to.
They don't have to. In other words, we haven't been operating with somebody as the boss that's telling everyone else what to do.
That's all about team playing. That's
right, exactly.
That's all team approach.
So, right. So I think we have enough things to discuss tonight. Can we have a short working meeting in a couple of days?
I'm good for that.
Okay. You want to do it Thursday?
Can you do that, Lisa? Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that, Pat?
Thursday. I may not be available Thursday. Sorry.
How about Buzz?
Yeah.
Thursday?
No, we can't have, we have to have Pat involved. We all have to be there, guys.
What?
It would be nice. Pat, what, is there another evening you could
I'll send out all the information with the source material, and you guys can decide. I already know how I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to see it go.
Yeah, I know. You know, Pat has the assigned role. The rest of us don't. It's the four of the rest of us that have to decide. He's going to.
So I've got a question with respect to, I guess, previous involvement. So a while ago when Buck resigned, Dan, weren't you vice president at the time, or aren't you still vice president?
I was vice president at that time.
So does that mean that expired, or I'm unclear as to what transpired with that?
I did not continue in that title officially.
Truth is, Rod, nobody wants the job of president. That's it.
No. Let's put it this way. Nobody wants to be seen as the boss, but because that's not how we've been operating. However, that's why we've been trading around even who presides at these. I was in a position of not being able to preside because I'm keeping an eye on the Zoom thing. I got So I wasn't going to be the presider at any of these.
Plus you have been away for many months dealing
with... And I've been away for many months. Situation. However, if really what's needed and what we decide goes with the title of president is the point of contact with the outside world, I'm sure that we can get somebody to do that.
Okay, that's fine. I was just trying to get clarification.
Right.
But as we move forward, we're trying to get loan and funding approval. They're going to want the head of the water board to sign for those types of activities.
So the entire board is not responsible for those sorts of commitments?
I think the board is responsible, but they want the head of it to sign it. They don't want five signatures. They want one.
Okay.
Right. It's just the way to do business. You guys need a president and a vice president and a secretary treasurer.
Yeah,
because that's the way it's always been done. I mean, I think we want to have real roles that are necessary, and it sounds like those have come up. But just because organizations always have this, and this, especially the way that we've had to operate lately remotely, we'll come up with someone to meet all those titles, but. I, for myself, I mean, because I'm not the boss either. That's all I can say.
Being
okay, let's
office doesn't mean you're the boss. It means you have certain duties or responsibilities.
Right. And I think as long as we define what those responsibilities are, so that we know what we're accepting as our responsibilities, I think we can sort this out fairly quickly.
Great.
Okay, so is Thursday out for you, Pat?
I have obligations. Yep.
Okay.
We need a minimum.
If I could possibly join you, I will, but I don't think I can.
What about another day? What about Friday?
Friday would work for me.
How about tomorrow?
Ooh.
Let's get it going, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
This is normally something that's done on the first board meeting every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a long
time. Okay, so we're late. Let's do this. What about tomorrow then?
Yeah, it's a little less than 24 hours notice, but I think in this situation for this kind of a task.
We'll limit the meeting to just this one topic.
Right, just this one topic.
Do it time certain.
Okay. So what time do you want to do?
Six.
Okay.
Six. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wednesday at 6:00. That's tomorrow. We will have a short meeting on board roles.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, do we have, did you have anything else, Pat?
I hate to bring this one up.
Shall we?
I did want to also talk about the imposition I feel it is for board members to have to do summary notes of our meetings. I would like to see this handled in another way. We're all very busy with other more important duties, and it's pretty time consuming to do those. So just throwing it out there. Otherwise, I am finished.
Suggesting, Kathy, got any ideas?
I do. It's been done differently in the past. I'd like to see it done different that way again.
So what are the possibilities? We have an employee who we pay 15 minutes, or we get a volunteer. I don't know if anybody else has any other options.
We don't do them and they just listen.
Maybe
we have to have at least a summary of our motion, because I am not going to go and listen to an hour and a half meeting all the time to try to find out
exactly
where we ended up with, you know, some motion and what our main topics were. Lisa?
Maybe we could think about this.
Yes.
That's okay. We can hear you.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, you've gone dark.
I know I have.
No.
Okay.
There we go.
There
you are.
There you are.
Yeah.
What was it?
I have no idea.
It was the cat.
Yeah. I think it was the cat.
She's crying.
Oh, I think it was Kaya.
See, Isabella,
okay.
Just playing peacefully.
Okay, so can we think about this overnight?
Let's think about it a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Please, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay, so
are you done with your
treasure report?
Yes. So do we have any other announcements? No? Let's go to the action item checklist. Do we have that?
Yes.
We do. Thank you, Dan, for updating it.
However, it came to you all by email. And I apologize for the late arrival this afternoon. It turned out that I was having format issues. We ended up having to recreate it. What I've sent you is the current items that are either open or ongoing. There were a lot of items that were on the list that have been dealt with. There are things we're going to need to add, although we can add to them in the work sessions, because some of them have to do with the subjects of the work sessions. I can put that document up on the website now if you want.
That would be good. I didn't have a chance to look at it, so.
Okay. Well, I can, you know, it's not very, the ones that are remaining from the previous list are not all that long. I can run down them very quickly if you'd like. We're still working on making sure we have all the ordinances listed and filed appropriately. That was in disarray, and it is now apparently getting there, but there's some more updating and checking to do. Something that's outstanding from over a year ago was reviewing the SDIS volunteer waiver forms and making a recommendation. And the person that was assigned that is no longer on or involved with the board, but that's something we'll need to do at some point.
What are the volunteer waiver forms?
Our insurance carrier wants us to have the volunteers, our volunteers signed a waiver.
Okay. All of our volunteers are now covered by our insurance policy.
They are.
They are going to keep a time sheet as is required.
Right.
They are going to be covered by our insurance, which is the main thing.
And so is that waiver form still a requirement?
I haven't seen anything about a waiver form.
Okay.
So I think that one actually can be off the table. I think that's in order.
Okay. We're still in the process.
There's something a board member could be handling is right. Our volunteers.
The next item is identifying and locating isolation valves and categorizing their serviceability. That's still ongoing, correct, Buzz?
I'd like to do that. I've been talking about it from time right. to time. I think I mentioned it.
There you are.
Yes, during the interviews.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that is tabled for the time being, I think, is the issue of the central portion of the Gladys Street service line. That was going to be a project, and then that was tabled. And I think it remains to be seen whether it will be included in the infrastructure, the overall infrastructure project or not.
Gladys Street?
Gladys, the section there by the community center.
Yeah, that's that line's supposed to be replaced.
Yes, yes. So if that gets replaced as part of the infrastructure project, then that's taken care of it that way.
I thought Jim told me it will be replaced, but I thought Jim told me they thought it was a problem, and then all of us, and they had allotted money for it, and then all of a sudden it wasn't a problem. Is that correct?
I think that's what happened, yes.
Okay.
The new meters got put in up there by the telephone pole by the community center.
Okay.
And I believe that the leak that we thought was there and needed repair determined that wasn't what was leaking.
Yeah, that sounds
familiar. Okay. Okay.
Since good. We're talking about Gladys Street, Buzz, could I ask you real quickly? We had a customer to the north of the community center who has a meter in. Do we have water on there now?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
Well, the last meter reading was still zero, so.
Meter.
Oh, okay. You see that. Thank you.
Right. I didn't know that, Beth.
Okay.
Craig's meter report. It's on his meter reading because it has a meter.
Okay.
All right.
Not turned on, I think. Or not connected, I believe.
Pat, Joni DeMott, and I, a year ago, were trying to develop some standards and policies for communications in the district, turnaround times on phone calls, that kind of stuff. That got discussed, and everyone's eyes were crossing. It went on too long, and I think it's still currently on the back burner, but it's still on the list. Planning for infrastructure financing, that's obviously a very hot topic, and that's ongoing. It is time for us to review our SDC amount, and we also, I believe need to make sure we really understand the methodology. I know there are still some questions about that. That's on the list. A small thing, install additional motion lighting around community center building. The fixtures apparently have been attained. We just need to install them.
Well, we have an issue with that one. Jim was going to do that because
yes,
he has an electrical license.
Okay.
Now Jim's gone, and I don't know who or how would do that, except with maybe some, I don't think even a solar light would work back there in the winter, but okay. We need more lighting back there for winter months when okay. It's dark at 4 p.m.
Okay, and you need the lighting for seeing where you're going as well as seeing the, I mean, you now have a lock where you need to see
right.
the button. Okay.
Right.
Well, if we, okay. We do need to address that. Okay. But it's on a lower priority, I think, at the moment. And then another thing that we need to do, the last thing I have of the open items currently is discussion and definition of types of service. And then update the rate schedule accordingly. And that's going to be a larger project. And that's what I have on that list. There were a lot of things, you know, since we've had that work done with QuickBooks and so forth, there were a lot of things on the list that did get taken care of, and a fair number of infrastructure things that were on the list got taken care of by Jim, such as the Tank 3 upgrades, some of those kinds of things. And that's it. But I think we'll be adding to the to this, especially as we do our work sessions this month.
Sure we will be, yeah. Okay, thank you, Dan.
Okay, and I can put this document up on the website with the other documents for this meeting.
Right, I think we have one that's about a year old up there, so.
Okay, yeah, and you can tell me where to find it. This will be appended as one of the documents to this meeting. I'll do that now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll look for it. It's somewhere up there. The search on it or something.
Okay. Thanks. I'm done.
And then we should remove that then from that other location.
Yes, exactly.
Or reference.
And I can put this in that other spot too.
Yeah. That would probably be better because.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
There. Okay.
Let's move along.
Let's move along to special order of business. Water treatment letter from state. We already touched on that. Does anyone have more information they want to share?
We just have to respond, I think.
What is our response?
Our response is we've got 5.5 months to comply, and we probably could do that if we put some jury rig setup up there. But I think it would be better to ask them for an extension because we already have that part of the upgrades is we've pretty well figured out from a conceptual design standpoint, what we want to do up there. And we'd like to go ahead with that part of it and incorporate the chlorination rather than some jury rig setup. And to that end, because of that letter, I don't know, when are we going to talk about this, Dan, as far as
Buzz, I can't hear you.
Well, that's Pat, that's for various reasons, I think I know I'm going to withdraw my support on doing the whole system at one time. I think we ought to proceed with just a loan to upgrade the tank site and all the piping up there. And raise the rates a fraction of what it would cost to do the entire system. There are two reasons for that. I'm worried about there's a lot of people in this district that can't afford a $90 a month increase. And I think we've been ignoring them and not giving any thought to the effect on them. And coupled with the state's letter, I think it's something that I think goes hand in hand. We should just move forward and with a loan to fix the tank site and possibly a couple of troublesome lines that we should suspect in the distribution system. Go ahead.
We going to have a work session to discuss this whole thing?
I know, Pat, I'm sorry. I he asked me a question, there just wasn't a short answer to it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, but I think that you're right. That would fold into our work session on our improvement plan.
But can I just say something about a work session? We're going to have a work session tomorrow about in some blanks. I'd much rather have a work session tomorrow on responding to this letter from the state and getting going with that, and not dither around talking it to death, and just make a decision and do something as quick as we can.
But Buzz, some of us need to hear what you know now in the last few months about why you're, the reasons why you would want to change your mind. We've been hearing why we need to go ahead full steam with the whole thing. Now, if we're going to pull back a little, I'm not opposed either way. I would like to hear why that would work better for us and how that would work better.
I'd be delighted. I don't have all the answers, Pat. But I'd be delighted, but let's have the meeting ASAP. Let's not, that's a priority.
I agree that's probably a bigger priority than responding to our insurance carrier. However, they both need to get done.
Okay.
So
Buzz, before we have that meeting, we need to find out if we were going to get the major funding, if they are willing to loan us a little part of it. I mean, it does us no good to go to a meeting and not have that answer.
Lisa, I thought about your reaction to what I just said, and your viewpoint is a good one. I respect your point of view, but we need.
I agree, but if you're not going to be able to get the funding, then this whole thing is mute.
We don't have any collateral,
so we're
fine, Lisa. The date that they want us to have chlorine in place is right in the middle of winter when nobody's doing much serious construction outside. We don't have much time to make a decision, and I'm worried about it.
Well, so I am too. I'm just saying that we need, before we have this meeting that we're all going to talk about, we need to know if the banks or whoever we're going to get the funding from will even loan us the money. Because if we can't, then we're just going to have to chlorinate anyway because we don't have a choice.
All right. But we've got to talk. We've got to read. We can't. We got this letter a week ago. We can't have a 3-week zone where we don't respond to the state with something. We can tell them something. Explain our problem and tell them what we're trying to do. We're trying to get money. We have a plan in place, blah, blah, blah. We can say a lot of things, but we need to do it.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
I would think we also need to have some idea of what doing a small part of the project would cost. So we need to know how much we're looking at to even see if we can gain those funds.
Beth, can I do that real quick?
We need to know, yeah? Go ahead, Beth.
Cascade Waterworks' estimate, that plant, there are line items you can pull right out of their estimate and add them up. The tank site, you can't do that with a distribution system, but the tank site, I did that this morning. I came up with a number.
Okay. And
the numbers with the contingencies and everything are $666,000. And I thought, okay, round it up to $700,000. That's without any, but we're rolling the dice with the distribution system if we do that. If we go ahead with the tank and ignore the distribution system, things. And so kind of have to think about where do we know anything about that distribution system that might, we might want to band-aid it along with the tank site. There's a lot of unknowns. But for the tank site, it, you can pull those numbers out and it's $666,000.
Okay.
And have you projected out what you thought a rate increase to match that would be?
It's about 20% of the $700,000 is, if $700,000 is 20% of a $3.5 million. And so if it's a $90 debt service for the, or yeah, $90 for one of the loans, then it's 20% of that, which is absent what the loan companies would tell you, but just a quick calc would be less than $20.
Right.
A month per user.
Yeah. And I don't even know if that's a good idea.
I think part of this is coming from the fact that so far with talking with community members, we are not getting an indication that anybody is ready to take the rate increase that it would take to do the entire project.
What community members have been communicating about this?
I haven't.
What is that weird noise that is interfering with everything? It sounds like
someone's reception, I think.
All of the people I've talked to, well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what their personal finances are, but my take on it, I've talked to four individuals, and they've all pretty much told me that it was, it would be a battle to sell people on a $90 rate debt service increase. And, they recognize that it's necessary and they would probably go along with it. But I've only talked to one individual that was really didn't think they could afford it. And that wasn't a set down, that had to do with something else.
I thought we were in the process of developing a fact sheet that we were going to go to the community with. I just spent almost all day today working on that. And now I'm finding it sounds like the discussion's already happening. What's going on?
I just did it, Pat, and I intend to talk to about a half a dozen more if I can find the time. I've talked to one guy that wants to meet. Everybody I've contacted, all I'm doing is sitting down and saying, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just explaining what we have. And the conversation goes a number different ways. It's just people talking about it.
I thought we had a plan in place that the commissioners were going to do this as a plan together.
Right. It would be very helpful to have a fact sheet so that we're all presenting the same information. But we would have to do it, and we have to do it now.
I know you guys don't like to have matching unilaterally. I'm sorry. But I think it's been working out, and I haven't been talking out of school. I've just explained what the situation is to a number of people, and it's been good dialogue so far.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate you doing that, Buzz, and I think that's great. It would be nice to have it a bit organized so that we can all be presenting the same information. So
it's just technical, Beth. I whip out the engineer's estimate. I show them drawings. I show them drawings of the tank. The last individual, I have to admit, we talked. It's evolved. We talked about. I told them that my feelings about, given the state's letter, and the the numbers of people I surmise will be who can't afford this rate. I've told them about that, and I've gotten, you know, they generally agree with, you know, it's, I can't, you know, it's hard. It's hard for me to, you can't meet with two people at a time. Three people at a time, heaven forbid, will break some state law. So every time I open my mouth to somebody with an idea or something, I've got to talk to four other people individually. And that's crazy. It's hard to do. If any one of you called me and wanted to talk to me, I'd sit and talk to you for an hour, hours. But nobody's done that so far.
We're trying to get you to do that at a meeting so we all are on the same page.
Yeah.
I had a meeting with us, and I thought it was a great meeting. And I think it's good to share what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys all know that there's going to be some issues with raising the fees.
Oh, yeah.
The way that you're looking at with a loan. And so it's good to have a community dialogue. And you're right. You get on the same page and have the community dialogue. Things will, this is a good community to work with that.
Yeah, Jerry just fessed up. He was one of the people I talked to.
He did. He fessed up on you. So, well, yeah, that's great. But it's like, okay, so we need to make sure we contact a number of people. We don't know who you've talked to, Buzz. I really feel like it's good what you've done, but we do need some organization.
Can I make a suggestion?
Please do.
How about, you know, I know of at least another half dozen people that we could talk to. I'd like to take a board member with me and sit in on it. And each time I do it, a different board member. And
that would be good.
Yeah.
Are you doing in-person meetings?
Yeah. One-on-one outside on our picnic table.
Yeah. Yeah.
My back.
Yeah. Yeah. And
maybe we could do two board members and two community members.
Sure.
Two would probably work any more than that, Mike.
Right.
Yeah, and we had talked about doing this last month.
Right, we did.
We did, but we did not make any decision about what exactly we were going to say.
Well, we don't
even. I feel like now a few community members have more information than we do, and we are the ones who are supposed to be making the decision.
You don't have any more information. Well, I take it back. That this morning I talked with a community member and I talked about my feelings about doing just the tank site with them. And that's pretty much, I think, the first time I mentioned it. I apologize. But I think it'd be a good idea for us to do that. I have contacted another guy. Beth, if you want to go with me, I'll schedule it with this individual, and we can, it'll probably be maybe this weekend or Monday, and we'll do it.
But until we decide about this partial thing, you can't just go to the communities and say we're thinking about doing a partial because we haven't even discussed it.
No, he wasn't talking to me about
it. I know, but he's had a conversation this morning. I'm not talking about you, Jerry. I'm talking about this morning. We all need to be on the same page.
All right.
Because it's just going to be a cluster.
But I'll just get some feet. You can't talk about a $90 increase for doing a debt service increase without saying we have in mind some kind of plan B.
But we don't.
We
haven't even discussed a plan B. No, that's the point.
Okay, well,
you did.
Yeah.
No one else.
I think I have not posted the notice yet for tomorrow night's meeting. I think we can take care of the paperwork thing in about 10 to 15 minutes. And then I think talking all about right. infrastructure and funding is going to take the rest of our time tomorrow night.
If we're going to talk about infrastructure at a work session, mm-hmm. and community members are interested in hearing what we're discussing, then they should join our meeting.
Yes.
Unless and until we have another way we plan to do this.
They never do. Nobody ever attends. Patty and Stan attend. Consuela comes sometimes. Jerry comes sometimes. And Buck's been here sometimes. And nobody ever else comes. The way to do it is to reach out to people.
I agree with that, boss.
We can't reach out if we don't know what we're reaching out about.
I just said, if like for starters, if a committee member and I would do it one at a time, two, and we'll start talking to people. Pat, we'll do it the next time after. I asked Beth already, but the next time after, I'll do it with you. And let's do it that way.
Right. That way you can hear what people are saying.
Right. Yeah, because we definitely need to hear from a fair amount of the community about a substantial rate increase. Rather
and you're not even mentioning the boss.
Or just have torch and pitchfork public meeting. I feel very strongly that we need feedback from our community to inform any decision that we make.
That's exactly what we decided last meeting.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
We were going to come up with a plan, and we were all going to go out as ambassadors in support of the plan we decided on. But we haven't decided on a plan, and now we have a new plan being promoted.
Well,
I've got a question. Why can't you listen to the public before you guys create a plan?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think this is a boom, boom.
The one that provides the plan. You should listen to the community with some of the information and then come up with a plan.
We don't have, that's what I'm trying to say. By a plan, what I mean is we do not have our information in a consolidated form that we need to share with the community. We decided last meeting we were going to do that, and now we're going off in a different direction.
Pat, can I just say one teeny little thing about that? Each of those discussions I open it up by saying, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want you to know, I want feedback from you.
He does. He's not telling us what should be done. He's providing the situation. And we all know, the community knows, our system is old and dilapidated. So it isn't a big deal to have a discussion with the public regarding, how are we going to approach this?
And my point is, Pat, each one was different. It wasn't a script. I didn't read from a script. Each discussion was different, but it was good. It was an exchange of information, and it was just general feedback getting from people how they felt about it. And all four of the individuals I talked to, I scheduled time with, were in favor. Actually, they said if we have to do it, we're in favor of doing something. It's worked out. I think it's, I don't see us coming together and having this plan and this script and with all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. I would go out with two or three commissioners if I could, but we can't do that. So it's got to be one at a time.
Well, we could do two.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're information gathering, so
yeah,
good.
We could do more, but I don't think more than two would be a good idea.
And I think tomorrow night we can put together some of the information.
Let's talk about it more tomorrow.
Yeah, that we definitely want to make sure that all the community members have some of this information as part of the discussion. And that includes information about financing options.
Different options that are out there.
Yeah, I'll discuss this further tomorrow night, but looking at for example, the bond option, I don't think we even have the population in the district to qualify. So
I don't know if that's true.
Well,
this we had bond measures here in the past.
I guess I'm talking about the amount, Jerry. Will you come tomorrow night?
Well, yeah.
Okay, great. We can talk about it further, but we have to have 300 residents to qualify for the debt obligation that would be required to fund the entire project, as I read that document. But I wanted to discuss it, make sure I'm
okay
with the folks tomorrow night. So things like that, some basic stuff we need to get squared away. I think we can do that tomorrow night. And Pat, if you'll send us out the basic responsibility information that you have for the different positions, we can come up with who's going to wear what badge for the purposes of the paperwork.
That could still be a team.
Yeah. It doesn't keep it from being a team. But if some of these positions have a specific role or responsibility to play, it's just whoever takes that position will be accepting that role and responsibility.
Okay, great. Did we just talk about infrastructure project status updates?
Yes. Well,
are we still on water treatment letter? Or did we morph into this?
I didn't. Hey,
before you move on, I wanted to throw out a couple of things. So I too met with Buzz and we talked about the system and I appreciated meeting with him, but I think that accomplishes something else, and that's you're going to get buy-in from the community. Mm-hmm. By meeting with the people individually like this, what it's going to do is they're going to get a sense that they're being heard, and they're going to spread the information they get from Buzz and say, hey, you know, somebody listened to me and we're moving forward and this is what I've heard and where we're going. I think that's important.
Rod and Jerry, I would like to say that we five are also community members, and we haven't, I just heard two things, one from Dan and one from Buzz about his new outlook that we hadn't heard until tonight.
So he didn't sell a particular approach.
We're not trying to keep information from the community. We are trying to consolidate all 3 years or 4 years of data that have been collected about this subject.
Right.
And find a cohesive way to present it. And now we're off on a whole different tangent. I totally regret the 8 hours I spent today working on an assignment I was given in this regard last meeting. And now it's all thrown out and people are starting to speak as if we're trying to hide something from the community.
Nobody's saying that.
Pat, we didn't hear that. We're still going to need material that you have put together.
The material is useless now that we're talking about a totally different plan.
No, Pat, a lot of the information you've gathered is still going to be needed. We may wind up needing to modify it given the chlorination letter, given some of the other considerations, but we still need that information. As far as the information that I just shared, reading the bond thing, that's something I just realized a couple of days ago, and just today double checked with a member of our community who's an accountant to make sure that I understood it correctly. And it was something I intended to bring up as part of our discussions tomorrow night. But Yeah, we do need to communicate. There's late breaking news that we need to communicate, and I want us to address that sooner rather than later.
And as late breaking news, I would like to know what this chlorination requirement entails, and where are the costs for that? And
right, we have a lot to discuss. But I think we can do the organizational thing fairly quickly, and then we can move on to discuss these matters. At least start discussing it tomorrow night. I mean, at some point we're going to wear out, but as you know. But and if we can get community members to be there too, so much the better. So I will start crafting the notice, which will go out to everybody by email tonight. And community members that care will have the opportunity to be there with us while we're hammering this out tomorrow night.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
So, Buzz, are we going to get some information from you about this before the meeting tomorrow night?
What kind of information?
About what's involved in if we have to chlorinate.
I don't know exact costs on chlorination, and I misspoke when I said that 666,000. I think there's plenty of fat in that number, a lot, in fact. But nothing. There was nothing in a line item. There's nothing specific in there about a chlorination system.
Okay, so the chlorination is what our immediate pressure is to provide this, regardless of everything else. And so where can we get some data about that?
Well, we'll talk to Cascade.
Right, our consultant engineer would be a good place to start for that kind of information.
I would not worry about the chlorination as you've got to get something done before chlorination. You guys, you can write the letter, this is the plan, this is what we're doing. And personally, no matter what, down the road, and I can guarantee you this with my experience, chlorination is going to come to Otter Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't make that an issue.
How can we not make it an issue when we have a deadline for installing this?
You're right. You can write a letter, what you're doing, but I just think chlorination is a scare tactic for this board, and I don't think that we should be. I think we could write a letter about what we're doing, how we're doing it. If we have to chlorinate, you know what? We have to chlorinate.
Yeah.
And that means it costs, yes.
Well, yeah, it no longer, to me at least, no longer becomes a pressure point. If it's something that now is going to inevitably happen, then basically all we can talk about is negotiating the timeline for it.
Exactly.
And in some ways, it makes peripheral leaks. I mean, I may be speaking out of turn. I'm not an engineer, but it makes some of the pressure we felt about trying to have a system that was not going to ever have a positive test without chlorination, it makes that a moot point. So in some ways, in my mind, it takes some pressure off of some aspects of the infrastructure project. But I think what we do need to hopefully find out in the next couple of weeks is if there's any wiggle room in the timeline. Exactly. Or if we have to figure out how to finance, design, you know, get a design, get a cost, finance, all the kind of stuff on a shorter term than for whatever we want to do with the rest of the infrastructure.
Dan, in that class that Cody and I took,
mm-hmm.
the instructor spoke to that. He said, whenever the health department gets after you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, but he said if you are proactive and you show some movement on what they're asking,
and keep them informed, they're usually work with you. Is that pretty much what you heard, Cody? Oh, I can't hear you. He nodded.
Did he go to sleep? Where is he?
No.
No, he's muted.
No, he's muted. No, he's right there. He's massive.
Yeah, so he probably fell asleep. I think they'll work with us, but we won't know until we try.
Right. Yeah.
And we still do need the information that you've put together. Is it ready for us to look at tomorrow?
It's just, I just scratched out some numbers.
I was asking Pat, you said you've been putting in hours on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Even in a draft form,
very rough draft.
Okay. A rough draft is better than none. I'm going to be sending us all the spreadsheet that I reviewed with Dale today, comparing costs. And I'll send that out tonight as well as board members. Looking at what the cost comparison was, financing through the loans options that we were given, financing through the bonds for different levels of property value. It was pretty interesting. So that's something that's just, I will send out, it too is sort of raw and rough, but I think you guys will be able to read it.
So just to be clear, man, this is the meeting tomorrow at 6:00, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to leave. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right. See you tomorrow, Jerry.
What's next on the agenda?
Infrastructure project status update. That's my other thing.
To be continued, yes?
To be continued.
Okay. Yes. Tonight.
And the next thing would be we are going to have an executive session discussion. So, are we ready for that, folks?
Yep, we are.
Okay.
Do you have the
I have the script.
Rod and Teresa are signing off.
Go, Beth.
Thanks for all your work.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Buzz.
Buddy, kill
talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to, you have it there, Pat?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, would you please?
Okay. The Board of Commissioners of Otter Rock Water District will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192660-2-A, which allows the commissioners to meet in executive session to consider the employment of a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the session.
So do you want me to stay then or leave?
So in basically, this case, the option is to wait in the waiting room until we're out of executive session or leave. I mean, those are sort of the two options.
Okay.
Because we'll come back out of executive session to adjourn. But it's entirely the public's choice as to whether they want to wait till we come back out. If anyone's left in the waiting room and come back out of this executive session, then I will put them back in the meeting at that point.
Okay.
Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of this session, we will return an open session and welcome the audience back into the room.
Right. Okay, at this point, everyone but the board members.
The ceiling is showing here. Somebody's still in this meeting.
Michael.
Yeah, and I will go ahead and put them into the waiting room at this point. And now it's just the five of us.
Okay.
And we need to let Buzz get back to his chair. Meantime, I'll get started working on this notice. We're technically, it's going to be a little less than 24 hours, and 24 hours is supposed to be the minimum, but I guess we could use the, if anybody recalls us on it, we can use the chlorination letter as to why it's more urgent. That and the fact that we need to do it.
Are you still recording? Do you do a separate recording?
I will stop the recording now. I will pause.
I move that.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Are we ready?
Okay, we're back from executive session.
At 9:11.
At 9:11. And we have a motion.
I move that the board offer the job of district superintendent to Cody Howery at a salary of $1,500 per month and an additional $20 per hour rate for additional work that is not part of the superintendent contract.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Buzz?
Aye.
Dan, Beth, Lisa, and Pat. Okay, five ayes, that's, motion passes.
Dan, repeat what you said for the text to Cody.
The board has decided to offer you the superintendent job, and
details will be forthcoming.
Details will be forthcoming.
Okay. And you can tell them tomorrow. They'll be forthcoming tomorrow.
Forthcoming tomorrow. Okay.
And Pat, you're going to call him?
I'll call him when you and I have the language finalized on that.
Okay.
And then, yes.
Okay,
great.
If need be, I can run into town and meet him halfway, I guess, to sign if we want him to sign something.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other business?
Oh, not tonight, I hope.
No.
Not tonight. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. We are scheduled for a short, hopefully, we work session tomorrow night at 6:00. Don't laugh. Oh.
If we go any longer, I'm liable to agree to almost anything just to get
okay. Well, I think we should adjourn then.
Right.
Okay, I move that
good night, everyone.
We are adjourned at 9:14.